Did one knot and lifted the lid, rummaged through the trunk, all the while mumbling to himself. With an aha, he found what he was looking for. He spun around and reached an open palm out to Betsy. In his hand was a hair clip. A bonny lass deserves something pretty. She shouldn't accept such a fancy thing. Her father would be furious if he knew she took a gift from a peddler. Even Hans would frown. But the clip was lovely, and it would be a sweet surprise for her mother on this beautiful autumn day while her father was away in Germantown. A secret between them, to remind each other that it was always darkest just before dawn. She reached out and took the clip from the peddler. "Danke," she said, and gave him a smile. "Feel danke." "Many thanks." He smiled, pleased, and retied the rope on the old trunk before climbing back on his cart. Clucking to his donkey, he went along his way. Betsy tucked the hair clip in her prayer cap, a hidden touch of fancy, and saw something off in the distance. Her skin prickled. A man, an Indian, was watching her from the far edges of the forest. She froze, held her breath. When she looked again, he had disappeared. Here and then gone. Were the tree shadows playing tricks on her? Her brothers claimed they were always seeing Indians. Pure foolishness, their father insisted. She heard the fading jingles from the donkey's harness. Surely a peddler wouldn't be casually making his rounds if he'd heard word of restless warriors. And he'd be the first to hear. She shook off her dread. There was nothing to fear. She picked up the buckets and hurried down the hill to greet Hans. Chapter 1. Beacon Hollow, Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, April 20th, 1763. Tessa Bauer stopped in her tracks when she heard the horse's huffing sound. Moving slowly, she hid behind a large tree and watched the stallion slide gracefully through the forest. It was the fifth time she'd seen the legendary horse. The Phantom Stallion, he was called. No one believed she'd actually ever seen him. No one except Felix, who believed everything she told him. He was sweet like that, her Uncle Felix. She'd grown up hearing all kinds of tales and rumors about this magnificent horse. The story had spun that he was a spirited Flemish stallion brought to Pennsylvania shortly after William Penn's arrival. The horse was meant for the Penn stables, but as the stallion was brought ashore, he managed to break loose and vanish into the deep wilderness. Over the years, rumors of sightings floated from Philadelphia to Lancaster Town, and greedy men would rally together to attempt a capture. All efforts proved futile, of course, because this was no ordinary horse, and they were quite ordinary men. And then, 5 years ago, in late spring, a wild horse broke down Felix's pasture fence to mate with his brood mares just as they came into season. Felix was outraged at the intrusion and rebuilt the pasture into a near fortress. Alas, too late. The brood mares had been compromised. 11 months later, Felix was grinning ear to ear. There was no doubt in his mind, nor in Tessa's, that the newborn foals had been sired by the mighty and mysterious stallion. Even at birth, the foals were enormous. As quickly as Felix could, before his mares went into season, he lowered the pasture railing and prayed the stallion would return. And so he did. For the last 5 springs, in the cover of night, the stallion returned to Felix's broodmare pasture. Felix had never seen him, not once, not like Tessa. He had tried. Once he had accompanied Tessa into the woods to look for him, to wait and watch, but he wasn't patient, her Uncle Felix, and stallion hunting required patience. The first time Felix's stomach rumbled for dinner, he gave up and set out for home, but he was grateful to the Flemish stallion, or more like